This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo Carrillo. Date of birth, August 29, 1969. Case ID number 4000332. Date of exam, November 1, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Daniel Joseph Guerra, dated 2/22/22. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus and sciatic nerve pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as an electrical technician for 25 years and also worked at welding for 8 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his family and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, sciatic nerve pain and lumbar sacral back pain. History of allegations. Number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to have symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet. He does not check his blood glucose, and he states that the last reading that he had was 350 milligrams/DO. He is presently on oral medications of metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. The claimant has only seen a physician once for his diabetes, and although he's still taking his medications, he has not been further evaluated for his condition. Allegation number two, sciatic nerve pain, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 1996, he was lifting large boxes of watermelon, and during that process, he injured his lumbar sacral back pain. He states the character of the pain is a pin-like pain sensation in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down mostly the left leg, but sometimes the right as well. No surgeries have been performed, and he has not had an MRI. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 45 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Dan Guerra. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, and riding his bike and walking around the park. The claimant also does take the trash out. The claimant did see a chiropractor and received 3 months of physical therapy for his lumbar sacral back area. He is presently on gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, which he states does give him relief and appears to be working well. He also states that the physical therapy that was given to him back in 1996 did help him with his back. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain with occasional sciatica. Symptoms: the claimant complains of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, and increased pain daily. He denies any pain with cold, damp weather. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 45 minutes, climbed two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He is presently on gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, and his physical activities include bicycling and walking around the park, around his apartment area. Family history. The father died at the age of 67 from alcohol-induced liver failure. His mother died at the age of 85 from hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, arthritis, heart failure, coronary artery disease, and urinary incontinence. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, lumbar sacral back strain with L5 radiculopathy on the right side, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking beer / liquor, one pint every month for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he has used marijuana and cocaine, but denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He states the last time he used marijuana and cocaine was 35 years ago. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 170 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a half inches, BP 144 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation, except for a small 3-centimeter by 3-centimeter diastasis of the mid-abdominal area, which is reducible. Could you please drop down to neurological on the bottom page? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was intact. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? To muscular skeletal, please. The claimant has some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in the lumbar sacral spine. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal. To light touch throughout the body, but especially for the feet area where the claimant has some diabetic polyneuropathy. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5, and the claimant was able to oppose and pinch. He does have a right index distal interphalangeal fusion secondary to an accident in the past, which appears to be stable at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at plus 1. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for decreased sensation of the feet. There is no evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms noted with straight leg raise. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate size objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a lumbar sacral back sprain with mild sciatica. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for a right index distal interphalangeal fusion secondary to an injury in the past. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. However, because of lack of funds, the claimant does not know whether he is well controlled or not. Number 2, lumbar sacral back sprain with sciatic nerve pain, normal physical exam, and normal x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo Carrillo.